Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. It's been a minute. Let me take a glass of water here. I'm a little dry. How have you been doing? Long time no see. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus on the podcast. I'm back. And by the time you hear this, you're probably already back from your May 1st holiday if you were in China. I know May 1st is a huge holiday there. And I've experienced May 1st in China myself. So I thought today I would just tell you a little bit about my most memorable May 1st holiday in China. And that was the time that I went to Angkor Wat. And Angkor Wat is in Cambodia. Have you ever seen pictures of Angkor Wat? The most iconic images of Angkor Wat are the temples that are kind of merged with the trees. So you have these old Buddhist structures out of stone, and then the trees have the roots grow down and around and kind of like fingers wrapping around the stone structures, but they're merged together. And so you have these tree temples, these temples with trees growing in the forest, kind of embedded and intertwined with the stones. And it's very cool. It looks like a scene out of a movie. And actually, there have been many movies filmed there. The one that comes to mind for me is Tomb Raider, starring Angelina Jolie. So Tomb Raider was filmed there. And while I was there, I remember these are my general impressions and memory, because it was many years ago. But I remember it was very, very hot. And I remember climbing upstairs into temples all day long. And there are many, many temples. It's not just like one or two temples. It's like, feels like it's a mile of temples, one after another, after another. And we called it getting templed out. So when you've been to too many and you start to get tired, even though each one is spectacular and amazing on its own, but after you've been to one after another, you just kind of get tired of it. And that's when you go back to your hotel at the end of the day and jump into your swimming pool and relax, because a lot of the hotels there have swimming pools. Some of my other memories about that time in Angkor Wat and my Cambodia trip, I remember being fascinated by the Khmer alphabet. So the language of Cambodia has these really intricate, beautiful letters, the written script, and it looks kind of similar to the letters of Thailand, but they're different, and I think that they're more ancient than the script in Thailand, and some of the letters in Thai actually come from ancient Khmer. And it's interesting too, because then even prior to that, the languages trace back to Indic languages. So Southeast Asia and India, the evolution of the languages is an interesting topic for another podcast. But let's see, another one of my memories from that trip. Oh, I remember the coconut ice cream in the town market. So at nighttime, they had kind of a little town square, and you could go out and get ice cream. And I'm not sure if that was in Angkor Wat or a different city, because I did travel to, I was in Siem Reap, which is right outside of Angkor Wat too. That's where you stay. And then you drive into Angkor Wat during the day. But I remember that coconut ice cream. It's very refreshing and natural and delicious, and it's so good when it's hot out. It's good all the time, and it's all natural. And then let's finish by just talking about Angelina Jolie again, because everyone loves celebrity gossip, right? So Angelina Jolie, as I'm sure you know, has those big voluptuous lips that she's famous for, a beautiful smile. She has beautiful lips. And for me, I think it's interesting that she has all those tattoos. Have you ever seen pictures of her in a bathing suit? Yeah, she's got a lot of tattoos on her back. And those are Buddhist tattoos from Thailand. And that's another interesting subject, but she got a lot of tattoos in Thailand. And then the other thing about Angelina Jolie is that she has so many children. She has 6 children. And I just Googled really quick to research a little bit about her kids. But I think the first son that she adopted was from Cambodia. Maddox, I think, is his name. And he's now like 20-something years old and studying in Korea. It's interesting how that the kids turn out, these celebrity kids turn out. And then she had, she adopted a daughter from Africa. I can't remember which country. Maybe Ethiopia? Ethiopia. And she also adopted a son from Vietnam. And then she had a couple of her own biological children. I think she had a pair of twins and a daughter named Shiloh. Yep, that is that 6? I might have left one out, but she has so many kids. And she and Brad Pitt adopted those kids together. Of course, Brad and Angelina, also known as Brangelina, they eventually split up, and I'm not sure if they're married, but they're divorced, or they separated at least. And but she, they still have all of those kids, and the kids are in their 20s now, so they're all growing up. But that is my quick celebrity gossip and little podcast about Angkor Wat in Cambodia. It is one of the world's wonders, world's like 7th wonder, something like that. And it is worth visiting in person. That's the kind of place where you see it on TV, you see photos, you see it in movies, but it really is a magical place that deserves being visited. So if you ever get a chance in this one life of yours, take a trip to Angkor Wat. It is definitely worth it. So thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. And if you've listened this far, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be running a discount on my online teaching prices. So look me up if you want to book a class and say hello. Do that. Thank you for listening. Adios, amigos. Bye-bye.